سيدنا إكرامة رضي الله عنه said that Sayyidina Ibn Abbas narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a woman was about to eat a morsel. A woman, she was about to eat a morsel. Meanwhile, a beggar came and asked for food, and she gave the same morsel to the beggar. After some time, she gave birth to a baby. When her child grew a little, a wolf took the child away. The woman ran after the wolf, calling out, "My son, my son!" Allah Azza wa Jal then ordered an angel to go after the wolf and snatch the child from the wolf and handed it back to the mother. And this angel said to that child's mother, "Allah Azza wa Jal has sent salam to you and said that this morsel is in return for your morsel." The wolf was going to eat the child. The woman was going to eat the food. That food that she was about to eat, she gave it in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And when her child was about to be consumed by that wolf, Allah Azza wa Jal saved that child and brought that child back and said that this morsel is in return for your morsel. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam has said that there was a person before you who would take out baby birds from the nest every time. And the baby bird, the bird made a complaint against him to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And Allah said, if he continues to do the same, he will be destroyed. The same person that year when he left home with a ladder to catch the baby birds, he found a beggar on the way. He gave the beggar a roti out of his provisions, and then he climbed up the tree and caught the baby birds. The parents of the baby birds were watching this scene. They humbly said in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, "O Allah Almighty, you promised us that he will be destroyed this time, but he's going absolutely safe and sound." Allah Azza wa Jalla says, "Do you not know that the person who gives something in sadaqah on any day, I do not destroy him that day, nor does any evil reach him that day." Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Again, if we have this mentality that if we spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then inshallah Azza wa Jalla, no calamity will befall us. So some people unfortunately have a habit of becoming lazy and stingy in giving sadaqah under the pretext of being poor and start making complaints about this, that I haven't got enough money, I'm struggling. And we make all sorts of complaints. When it comes to any good deed, here we're talking about sadaqah, but when it comes to any good deed whatsoever, we have 1001 excuses. We have the excuse book that we can open up and we can mention all the excuses that we have. Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran, in Surah Muhammad, part 26, ayah 38, has said, "Yes, certainly, it is you who are being called, that you may spend in Allah's path. So someone amongst you acts miserly, and whoever is miserly, he is being a miser upon himself. And Allah is independent from your wealth, and you are all needy. And if you turn your face away from his obedience, he will replace you with other people, and they will be not like you. They will be better than you in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla." Mufti Ahmadi Arhan Nahimi Rahmatullahi ta'ala said, "Stinginess means to prevent. In terminology, stinginess means to prevent wealth from spending at the place where it is good to be prevented. It is also stinginess to not fulfill the rights, whether a person does not fulfill the right of a people or Sharia or the right of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Therefore, the one who does not pay zakat, does not spend money on his needy parents, wife and children, relatives, on himself is a miser. Similarly, if a person does not spend on Muslims when needed, he is also a miser." One thing also comes out from this Quranic ayat that Allah Azza wa Jalla doesn't need your money. Nope. Allah doesn't need it. You need to spend it in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla so that you can be benefited from it. If you spend it, you will benefit. Allah doesn't need your money, but you need to spend it. You need to purify your wealth. So zakat, sadaqah and charity are financial forms of worship. Allah Azza wa Jalla enables the people to perform this worship who have the passion to fulfill the needs of the poor and the needy. The people who do not pay the zakat remain busy satisfying their needs and increasing their bank balance. Perhaps they feel that the way that they are satisfied, in the same way the others will be too. Stinginess, being stingy, viewers of Monday Channel, is a very dangerous disease. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said with regards to being stingy, Stinginess is a tree in hell. The one who is stingy has held its twig. The twig will not leave him until it makes him enter hell. Astaghfirullah. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the rich will enter hell without any accountability due to being stingy. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every such day when bondsmen get up in the morning, two angels descend on him. One of the angels says, O Allah Azza wa Jal, give reward to the one who spends in your way. And the other one says, O Allah Azza wa Jal, destroy the wealth of a miser. Viewers of Madri Channel, a miser is so unfortunate that he makes himself deserving of the hellfire by becoming stingy. He loses his wealth due to the dua for destruction made by these innocent angels. Therefore, it is better that we should fulfill the rights of our wealth and spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla.